A minute later, however, their plans almost came to grief. It was so dark under the trees that it was hard to see where they were going, and all of a sudden Priscilla found herself held fast. She had brushed the body of a sleeping soldier without knowing it. The man rolled over and caught hold of her, but when he found that he had only a handful of leaves for his trouble, he probably thought he had rolled into a bush in his sleep, for he soon let her go and went to sleep again. After that, they were more careful and soon reached the back of the house. Both Joseph and Priscilla had often hidden in the old oven when they were playing hide-and-seek, and they knew just how to manage. And so a minute later, when Joseph had taken off his bundles of leaves and piled them into a shelter under which Priscilla could keep watch, he crept carefully into the oven. Fortunately for him, there were air holes in the oven door through which the steam from the cooking could escape into the room, and through these he could both see and hear all that was going on in the room. It did not take him very long to find out something important, for in about 10 minutes he slipped out of the oven and, breathing very hard, whispered excitedly to Priscilla,
"Oh, Prissy! They're planning to surprise the Americans at daybreak. The advance guard is already watching their campfires from Wilson's Hill so that they can't escape. These men are waiting for a large body of soldiers to join them tonight, and then they will creep up on our men and destroy the whole army if they can. Washington and his little army won't have a chance unless they are warned beforehand."